This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Jack Posobiec of One America News, great patriot, is going to be joining us in the next segment. He's got some really, really bad news that he's able to confirm. Roger Stone has great sources and first broke it yesterday. This is some really serious news. So at Jack Posobiec on Twitter, he's coming up next segment. John McAfee obviously has been warning on this show for at least 5 years since he got out of Belize about Hezbollah sleeper cells in the U.S. Now the head of their Iranian military has come out and said that indeed they have sleeper cells that came in through Belize and other areas. And so there's that. And he also warned that social media networks will become the main censors. They now admit they are. Even the Wall Street Journal. The social media deplatform, endgame, self-censorship. Wall Street Journal. Digital deplatforming become the censors. So when digital platforms become the censors, Americans don't trust the media for a good reason. It seems, I'm going to get into the whole Hezbollah thing with you, John, because there's so many subjects, but it seems like even mainstream media is now turning on itself, starting with Tucker Carlson doing the right thing, and then even other folks like Bill Maher, and saying, now the president, this is really dangerous what's happened to Alex Jones. So I want to cover that first. Why do you think they're starting to admit, hey, this is dangerous?
Because it's obvious. I mean, to me, it's obvious. What could be more dangerous than to have a social media company decide what's true? And some strange things in this life. And when people tell me the weirdest stuff, I go, but maybe it's true. I don't know. I am not the judge, and neither are you. Neither is anyone. That's the danger. Defining what's real, Alex. Good God Almighty, what could be more dangerous than that?
It's also incredibly arrogant. You know, Media Matters and George Soros literally are in the major tech companies colluding together, which is it's total antitrust monopoly of information, not just unfair trade practices and so many other things that lawyers say is open and shut. But to have this group, the Democratic Party, in there running it all is just insane. Let's get back to why they tried to kill you in Belize, and it's all been confirmed. Now it's come out in mainstream news. The documents came out how you found out that they had jihadis coming through. And now exactly what you said is all over the news.
Well, you know, I'm outspoken and I do my own thing no matter where I am. And I unwisely did my own thing in a third world virtual dictatorship, even though they do have a voting system. It's all garbage. I ran afoul of the government and, they demanded recompense. They asked for $2 million for their election coming up, and they would leave me alone. I go, well, I'm sorry. I don't do extortion. A week later, they stormed my property, shot my dog, destroyed $500,000 worth of my property, abused me relatively, and then left. Well, I was pissed off, mostly about the dog, and I demanded an apology from the prime minister. Another foolish thing, okay? All the newspaper says McAfee, quote, demands apology from prime minister. You don't do that in third world dictatorships. But in any case, you know, because I am who I am, I was able to donate laptops to government computers that had spyware that was almost like a virus that moved from one computer to another within the government. So pretty soon, everybody's computer was tapped. Now, I admit, that's illegal. But I'm not in Belize now, and I broke no American laws by doing that. So I wanted to find absolute proof that they had set me up. But I didn't. What I did find was that the Minister of Immigration was the largest human trafficker in all of Central America and was responsible for selling passports to Hezbollah, where you could then go into Mexico, and from Mexico, you could take a mule across the border into America, just like everybody else. Huge business you know, literally.
And now it's all confirmed. John McAfee, stay there. We're going to give your websites out and more and talk about cryptocurrency. But first, ride shotgun with me because we've got huge breaking news with Jack Posobiec in T-minus 60 seconds, folks. This is huge. They're going after Don Jr.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1% to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Jack Posobiec is a syndicated TV host and investigative journalist at One American News Networks, also Naval Intelligence Patriot, ran one of the biggest grassroots organizations for Trump in the campaign. He's got a lot of great sources, and unfortunately he's able to confirm what Roger Stone, who's got amazing sources, broke yesterday here on air, that Robert Mueller is looking and reportedly planning to indict Donald Trump Jr., not for the totally legal meeting with the lady saying she had dirt on Hillary. Gosh, the Clintons went to Russia to try to get fake dirt cooked up on Trump. That's opposition research. But for the old thing we warned about a year and a half ago, you talk to the FBI, then they can say that you materially lied to them or misled them. This is unbelievable. And if the economy wasn't coming back and other things, people might put up with this. They're not going to put up with it. And I'll add this. If Hillary wasn't in bed with the Russians and Uranium One and the Secret Server and the Mueller with tarmac meetings with giving the FSB uranium and secret transfers like James Bond, if Trump had people doing that, I'd say, get him out of there. So this, but no, he's bringing the country back. It's obvious. It's the globalists that have had their foot on our neck. So Jack Posobiec, you know, they tried to get you kicked out of Naval Intelligence to pull your security clearance, but then they all say, oh, we can keep our security clearances, but they're not valuable. But now they're freaking out because they are valuable. These people are anti-American to their core. How did a communist, admitted communist like Brennan ever get in charge? But those are side issues. You're here with the really serious news. What can you tell us there in D.C. From what your sources are telling us about Don Jr.?
Well, Alex, you know, it's interesting. I'd actually heard this for a couple of weeks now, but I wasn't able to pin it down. But essentially what Mueller's been doing is going over Don Jr.'s testimony through the United States Senate, where he did testify, he spent multiple hours testifying, and go over with a fine-tooth comb to find any way that they can spin something that he said during that sworn testimony to be used against him. And it seems that they have found some way to say that there was something he said that was slightly different from now what they're hearing from, of course, Michael Cohen, who's cooperating with the special counsel and others. Lanny Davis is out there essentially talking about this. So it's going to come down most likely to be his word against theirs. Now, if you notice very specifically, there were a few times during that Senate testimony that Don Jr. claimed attorney-client privilege for some of the questions they asked. Well, unfortunately, that attorney was Michael Cohen. And Michael Cohen has completely betrayed his oath, completely betrayed his any attorney-client privilege, and he's just blurting stuff all over the place because he's trying to save his own skin. He's completely flipped on the president and the Trump family, and he's going over to Mueller and saying anything that he can that he thinks will implicate Trump or Trump Jr. And this is all being done, Alex, of course, to put pressure on the president at this time to bring him down, to bring him to heel, or to at least get him to react in such a way it's like firing Mueller or firing others that they believe then will then could be used as fuel for an impeachment scenario.
If they arrest or indict and arrest Don Jr., I think if he takes the Gandhi road, the American people, I think, are, it's going to blow up in their face if the president's son, because you know Mueller will do it, they'll throw him in prison just to make him do the perp walk. And then everybody will know that Hillary has engaged in 1 trillion times what they ever did, sold this nation out, Benghazi, the Arab Spring. I mean, you try to chronicle looting Haiti, stealing billions, keeping 99% of the money for herself. And when you try to think about all the crimes of the Clintons and the sellouts to China and just all of it, and the uranium one and the sending money into Russia to try to overthrow Putin and then laundering it back to the Ukraine, that's all come out even in Politico to her campaign and Obama. $84 million in unaccounted campaign cash, a $300-something thousand fine. And then meanwhile, they're going to try to do this. The president, totally legal 12 years ago for issues, and going back years ago, making payments with his own money. I mean, this is just so obviously persecution. It's beyond hypocritical.
No, and not only that, Alex, and what I would add as well, and you mentioned just before in the opening, that this entire meeting was a setup by Fusion GPS to begin with. We know that Veselnitskaya, who proffered this meeting with Don Jr., Manafort and Kushner also took part, that she was working with Fusion GPS at the time. Fusion GPS, we know, was hired by the Clinton campaign through the Perkins Coie Democrat. Essentially, it's the legal arm of the Democrat Party. So Fusion GPS has their fingerprints all over this. We know that there were State Department translator was used to part this thing, someone who had ties to the FBI. So it really goes back to ask you a question of, was this whole thing done as a way to set up or entrap Don Jr. to get this series of events in motion that they went to him, essentially offered him a conspiracy, then went to see what does he do with it? Is he going to go talk to his dad about it? Is he going to go talk to Michael Cohen about it? Talk to the rest of the campaign, knowing full well that they're watching him and watching what he's doing at the same time. This is the same way that the feds will essentially assert an informant into organizations that they want to then destabilize. So they'll have the informant walk around saying, hey, guys, let's commit crimes, when the organization, by and large themselves, probably wouldn't have done that on their own. But even if they get someone discussing these things with the informant, they can then say there's a collusion to, or I should say a conspiracy to collude or a conspiracy to.
That's right. And a lot of these transcripts have come out in court now, and you've got these different operatives over and over again saying, let's meet with Russia. And they're like, no, Russia is important.
Right.
Stop. Russia,
exactly.
Russia. And then a year and a half later, Mueller asked the person, did you ever talk to this person about Russia? No. Boom, you're going to prison because you didn't remember it. And you're like, what? I mean, this is getting crazy.
Right. You know, somebody, they talk about it with George Papadopoulos. He said, yeah, I had a conversation with a guy at a bar one time, and he said something about Russia. I didn't think much of it. And he said, well, that guy reported you because he talked about Russia. And then Papadopoulos said, wait a minute, he's the one who brought up Russia. I didn't bring up Russia. That was a guy at a bar. That wasn't some kind
of. Well, let me tell you how much I was sitting there during the inauguration of the night with a bunch of active duty Navy SEALs and people who just so happened to do secret submarine work. I didn't even know that. And then they would have guys walk over and say, hey, Alex, I know people from Taiwan that want to buy submarine secrets from you and you guys. And those guys got freaked out, man. And then other stuff like that was happening. And then, even though Obama's people were still there, they still got reported and called in about the submarines. So the Democrats literally know classified stuff. They have their operatives walking around and then I guess they have data info on whoever we're with. And then they come over and try to set us up. I mean, this is dangerous.
Yeah, these are these types of setup operations. And I think at this point it's been covered by yourself and many other sources that Fusion GPS-backed meeting at Trump Tower was definitely a setup of the Trump campaign. Now, what they're going to go back on is, of course, they're going to try to brush that under the table, the same way that in all of the court documents that Mueller has filed at this point, he's never once mentioned Stephen Halper, the spy that the FBI inserted into the Trump campaign to try to actually get a role in the campaign. He's completely covered that up, the setup angle of all of this, and said, you tried to collude with Russia and we have the proof. Yet he doesn't mention at all that there were these communications with this specific spy. Now, at the same token, he's not going to mention any of the spies with or any of the connections between Fusion GPS and all of the people who set this meeting up in the first place.
Sure, or how it's 37 all Democrat operatives trying to set Trump up, and there's no collusion been found. They're all trying to get him on process crimes. It's the thinnest thing ever. But let me ask this question. What does Trump need to do about this? Because this is so criminal. It's so obvious. Sessions is shooting his mouth off. He's 100% compromised. Sessions hits back at Trump, won't be influenced by political considerations. What? He's asleep at the switch. You've got Rosenstein involved in all this. I mean, they totally have hijacked the country. This is unbelievable.
The president needs to start using the powers of the presidency aggressively. It's time for him to wield the pardon for these selective prosecutions, wield the pardon power, which he has. And as well, it's time for him to start a deadline, set a deadline for Mueller and say, you know, whether that's the midterm elections, whether that's Thanksgiving, set a deadline and say, I want your report on my desk by this time. You do not have a blank check. You don't get to run the Department of Justice. You don't get to do whatever you want with the country. I'm the president. I was duly elected, not you.
Mueller, they act in the news, and Congress is trying to pass some law that violates the separation of powers, saying that Mueller is his own new Imperium Inquisitor. I mean, that's how Oliver Cromwell ended up, you know, taking over or whatever. I mean, we're sitting here looking at somebody literally being set up as a fourth branch of government. We'll talk to Jack Posobiec in one more segment from One American News Network. I noticed that when my app went to number one on Google and on Android Apple, theirs is right behind us. So how exciting to see One American News beating CNN, the New York Times. Be sure and get their app as well, and then tell everyone you know to get the InfoWars official app and to get the official One American News app. We're all in it together. The truth is popular, and it will win.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free, money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now 1-800-583-8662 or go to proactive.com. ProactiveMD.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Broadcasting worldwide, one more segment with our guests, and we're going to have a South African pastor on to describe the white genocide exploding that President Trump's been covering. Jack the Subic's our guest. By the way, Cloud TV owns One America Network, and we're on thousands of different platforms. We've been taking off close to 30 big ones, as everybody knows, but Cloud TV has exploded. We have had hundreds of thousands of people a day literally tune into our streams over that. Much bigger than YouTube was after the shadow banning began. NASA television, all of it's on there. One America News. So very, 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 very Cloud TV, K-L-O-W-D TV. Be sure and check that out. An amazing service. Their flagship is One America News. So be sure and check that out, ladies and gentlemen. Going back to Jack Posobiec. Jack, this is just horrifying. I mean, there is Don Jr., such a patriot. Such a good guy, out there fighting for this country, so committed, one of the best people around his father, obviously, out there trying to get dirt on Hillary. He finds out it's a setup, totally legal to do that, and then they're told it's about adoption of Russian kids, and then now the word is that Mueller is going to indict him. Here's the big question. Trump has threatened to declassify the evidence. Well, we've already seen what the liberals said before they changed their story. They were illegally spying on Trump, that nothing was there, that they were covering up Russiagate with the Clintons and Mueller. They're covering up their treason with this investigation. It's just like a movie where exactly what they say we've done. The New York Times is calling everyone I know saying, has Jones been to Russia? Is Jones a Russian agent? Is Jones, they say Jones is paid by the Russians. Well, let me be clear. I almost did a stunt this year, so I got a Russian visa to go over there and make a big joke out of it. And then I decided this is so dangerous, I'm not going to do it. I tweeted out the Russian visa, and the media picked it up and said, we got his secret Russian visa. So I've got the New York Times asking me, what's this? And I'm like, you people are maniacs. I've never been to Russia. But the witch huntness of this is just crazy. So I'm ranting here, but I'm just asking you, why doesn't Trump just declassify all this?
Yeah, Alex, that's actually one of the main things that Trump's lawyers and his friends and legal advisors outside the White House have been urging. You know, some people are urging pardons. I personally think the pardons would be a very strong tool. But declassification of documents, declassification of the Carter Page FISA warrant, looking out for other FISA warrants that may have been on George Papadopoulos or Roger Stone, and if we can find those, declassify those as well. Put all the cards on the table. Show us what paragraph one was of this investigation. What was the evidence that you claimed people like John Brennan, people like James Comey claimed that they had on Donald Trump and these quote-unquote ties to Russia? and show us what it was. And if you don't have anything better than this ridiculous Steele dossier, which we now know is paid for by the Clinton campaign, then shut it down. Shut it down, put a deadline on all of this, because we know it was crooked from the start. And then that should cast a taint over all the indictments and prosecutions that have come out of this, because we know that it was started on a faulty and false premise.
It's the fruit of the poison tree, 101. It's like a surveillance footage a cop doesn't know that's there when he plants a gun on somebody. I mean, it doesn't matter what other evidence you've got, the people go free, but there is nothing. How can you believe in a year and a half of illegal surveillance and the stuff before that and everything they've done, they've got nothing? It shows how incredibly clean Trump is.
Alex, if they had something, it would have been leaked to the New York Times, the Washington Post on day one. It would have been leaked a long, long time ago. CNN would be blaring it all over the place. This would have come out by now if they had something substantial. And they don't, which is why they're grasping at straws and all of these process crimes like they're trying to do against the president's son, like they may try to do against Roger Stone as well. But I think that people are starting to see this, and I think that people, even in the mainstream in middle America, Alex, they're not going to stand for it. They said, we elected this president, and if you don't like his policies, that's one thing, but fight that out at the ballot box. This whole ideal that we used to have in this country was the peaceful transfer of power. It was one of the hallmarks of the American Republic.
Yeah, they're trying to overthrow an election. Exactly. They're trying to violate the will of the people. So let me ask you this, Jack, in closing, the few minutes we have left. What is the word on Sessions? I know you have amazing sources. And what is the word? Do they have him in a KKK outfit? What is going on? The dereliction of duty, letting Rosenstein change the power of the Justice Department, letting them all run rogue. They've caught them all doing this. He was involved in the old days covering stuff up. At a certain point, it's almost a dereliction of duty if Trump doesn't fire them 15, 20 deep. I mean, my God, it's just time to start chopping politically heads off.
Look, I would be surprised if Sessions is there by February. One of the big things that goes back and forth in Washington is they say, well, Mitch McConnell always replies, well, I gave Trump his AG. He wanted AG Sessions, and I gave him Sessions. That's the one you asked for. Well, you know what, Mitch McConnell, if you want to find time on the floor for an AG vote, another confirmation, you can find time, because that's your job, McConnell. You can find time to appoint anyone that we want that the president puts up as his AG, and you can convert, give him an up-down vote. You can do that, right? We can take some time away from voting for the next post office, name change or something like that. The Attorney General of the United States at this point, regardless of what the reason is, he's not doing his job. He is not wielding the powers that have been given to him, and he's completely recused on pretty much everything. And even Rosenstein, by the way, has recused himself internally on the obstruction of justice issue. So Mueller at this point is almost given a completely free hand and completely free scope on what he's investigating. This has gone so far away from Russian interference and Russian.
And that's because Mueller represents the neocons and the Bushites and all the rest of them. The mood of the country, from your view, in the swamp, but from without the swamp, I see the mood. People see prosperity. They see things turning around. They're genuinely angry. I predict a huge red tsunami, but there's going to be major Democratic cheating, so they might be able to even defeat that. Trump barely got over the hump, even though we know there was massive fraud because his wave was so big. But I think if they try to remove Trump or do any of this, I think it's going to be disastrous for the establishment. But like a mad dog with rabies, I don't think they can stop. So what do you think, Jack Posobiec, from one American News Network, what do you think the mood is right now if they try this?
If they try to, as you mentioned, to go so far as to put, the president's son in handcuffs or parade him in front of cameras or something like that, I think you are going to see people out in the streets waving flags, waving signs. You're going to see protests at the Department of Justice. You're going to see protests in so many places, because it will validate everything that Trump has said about this being a witch hunt and them going after him for political reasons, not for legal reasons.
Jack Posobiec, thank you for joining us. What else are you going to be covering on One American News today?
We're also going to be covering China's secret war on America, everything that China's doing to influence our elections, and why is nobody talking about that?
Well, please come back soon and tell us about that, because more and more we're seeing that's really the real war going on. This whole Russia phantom is the diversion so the Chi-Coms can influence this election. God bless you, Jack Posobiec.
Thanks, Alex.
Folks, let's
stay strong, man.
Thank you, sir. Let's pray for Don Jr. and for the Trump family. These people have put it all on the line. Trump has lost over $1 billion of his money doing this. Just thank God for Donald Trump, folks. We'll be right back. Thank God for you, by the way, all you listeners. I'm so excited. The new product, InfoWarsLife.com, in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic, but doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate. Because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at gcnlive.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it shocks even me knowing what the communists and leftists have been planning. We've had white Afrikaner farmers on who are the most unracist, loving Christian people you can imagine, kind of like Amish. and went into South Africa 400 years ago and built the whole place when no one was even there, and then huge tribal groups came in to take part in the prosperity. That's admitted history. There's 600 million hectares of land unused in Africa, more than anywhere else in the world. 60% of the world is there. Big article on Infowars.com dealing with this. Trump orders State Department to closely study South Africans being killed, white South Africans being killed, the genocide, and their own government lobbying Australia not to take them. And then you've got the vice president saying we're going to slit your throats and kill you, the president saying we're going to take your land. They ran on that. And now Trump's being criticized by the left for saying that he's going to study it. And now Owen Schroyer and Roger Stone's YouTube channel has been banned for violence because we showed black-on-white crime, which the left is pushing and promoting. We're Christians. We want everybody to live in peace. Now, Zimbabwe, after decades of the white farmers being murdered and leaving, collapsed. They're now, I saw in the news, welcoming them back, crying and hugging them. So this is an incredible time to be alive, ladies and gentlemen. And Pastor Rodney Howard Brown joins us. He runs Revival.com, a huge international church based in Florida. His new book is a bestseller. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. They're trying to suppress it. KillingUncleSamBook.com is where you can get it, or InfoWars.com. But the reason he joins us is he's from South Africa. He left there because of already the riots and the tyranny and the racial strife decades ago, and came here with his wife and children. And now he's been talking to people in the government on the latest, what's happening, but the killings, the torturing, the shops being burned. I mean, you can just, you know, go online and just look at it. It's amazing what's going on. And so, Pastor Brown, thank you so much for joining us. So you've got the floor in the next two segments. Kind of give people an overview so they know why it's getting so bad right now and the type of genocide we've seen against whites in other areas of Africa following the same Zimbabwification or Zimbabweification, which you and others have predicted, and the horror of the British government actually saying they agree with this. I mean, this is next level, showing the virtue signaling.
Hey, Alex, great to be with you again today. You know, here's the problem. Right now, there's struggles going on inside the ANC between Julius Malema, who is from the EFF, and he's the one that's actually really pushing this. And, of course, when the new president came in, for whatever reason, he started to talk along those lines and basically talked about land being taken away. And it wasn't only just white land, it was also black land, Indian land, just really any land. But that, as you and I know, that's all the plan of what socialism does. You can see the same thing happening in Venezuela. And, of course, the killing of the farmers, which we understand the problems of the past. However, it's also to destroy the food supply, because if the food supply is destroyed, then the people are reliant upon the government and they can play with them like somebody plays with putty. And then, of course, the killing that's going on because they opened the borders. The country should have a population of 55 million, according to the Census Bureau. From inside in Pretoria, who I've spoken to, they said unofficially it's close to 100 million people. So you have the black-on-black violence, the xenophobia that's taking place because the tribes of the north are taking the jobs of the tribes of the south, and then, of course, this whole thing of land and the killing of the farmers. So I'd say there's close to about 60 murders a day, violent murders. About 22 are whites, the rest are blacks, and this is happening in the townships as they're hacking people into pieces. Now, it looks like Ramaphosa is leaning towards trying to appease Julius Malema and EFF by saying, look, we'll take away the land, because he's trying to unify the ANC's base before the national election come next year, because they're afraid that the ANC is going to lose. When I knew I was coming here with you, I've made a call to Dr. Kenneth Mishra, who is the head of the Christian Democratic Party. He has been in Parliament from the time of Mandela's inception, and he, of course, is a pastor. And I called him. I said, Dr. Kenneth, tell me what's happening in South Africa. He said, well, right now, he said, President Trump's tweet sent a shot across the bows. It created major problems in South Africa, and they're all backpedaling right now. So I said, is land being confiscated? He said, look, if there's any attempt right now, the police are stepping in and stopping it. So, yes, the killing's happening, but they have not really actually confiscated anything, and the ones that have tried, the police are stopping it. So President Trump's tweet has really shocked everybody because they don't want him to, they don't know what he's going to do. And so I want to thank the president for just sending a shot across the bow. But according to the report from Dr. Kenneth Mishra, who is a senior member of parliament since 1994, he was in parliament, heard the president yesterday get up and say that they were looking at everything again and they were kind of trying to calm everybody down, that it wasn't going to be like what they thought. But you and I understand what's really behind communism. So it's like on the one side, they want to appease their base. On the other side, they're afraid of what President Trump's going to do. And, of course, Malema, you know, he's always been the radical right from day one. And, of course, Malema's being controlled from England. So a lot of this stuff is not, you know, just Malema's crazy.
I was about to say, the British government has come out basically in support of this. And so people don't understand that the history of Saudi Arabia, maybe in 60 seconds, I mean, the Brits have only been there about 150, 200 years coming in trying to take it. So they've always been, not the British people, but the government, manipulating things.
Correct. So, I mean, the whole fight, South Africa actually only got the independence from the UK back in 1961. Before 61, they would sing God Save the Queen. So, you know, it was a part of the British Commonwealth, much like Rhodesia or Zimbabwe, and Australia and New Zealand still are. And then, of course, so they got independence from England in 1961, the year that I was born. But they had created all the problems that we actually have in the nation today. And a lot of this stuff is just about taking out the mineral wealth of the nation. I mean, Zimbabwe's been pillaged on a daily basis where the diamonds are being flown out to the United Kingdom. So the whole thing, you know, here's the way that the globalist banking cabal operates. They have to have conflict in order to distract the people. So if the people can fight one another and kill one another, while they're doing that, they'll steal everything that they have. You can see the same thing trying to be stirred up here in America. So that's why they put us against each other.
Well, exactly. For those who don't know, the real colonialists, these big mega corporations, don't want stability. So they took out Gaddafi, so they took out the apartheid, which was not a good thing. Gaddafi wasn't good either. But they were stabilizing. There was wealth. And then now all of Africa's doubled its numbers the last 10 years. It's imploding. South Africa has huge people pouring into it out of collapsed areas where they already killed all the whites and took their land to the north. And so the same scenario is starting up again as communists pour in saying, now kill the whites again so we can eat this week, but we'll starve. But then they would have run out of continent. So they're to the north running into Europe, and to the south running into the sea.
And all of this is by design. Nothing is by accident. It's not just a group of people at random deciding they're going to do this. So all of this is planned. And you can see the same. I see the same telltale signs here in America as we see what's happening.
It's an exact blueprint. It's an exact blueprint. We're all over the place. Professors say whites are bad. I denounce my whiteness. Kill whites. Whites are inherently need to be gotten rid of. If we try to show the Antifa attacks or black attacks on whites, the media literally censors us and will not let us show it, just like they won't show the Islamic crime in Europe.
Yeah, so basically, whole groups are being funded right now by Open Society to preach critical race theory, which basically, I mean, I just saw a book that came out that we're talking about it at one of the seminaries called Can a White Man Be Saved? I mean, how do people come up with this insanity when we know from the Bible that the gospel's for every tribe and for every tongue, and that Jesus died for every
tribe? We'll be right back, Pastor.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at BYLN.co. That's BYLN.co.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
All right, folks, Alex Jones here back live. I want to go right back to the pastor because this is so critical on so many fronts, but if I don't plug, we won't be here. We're selling his book, The Killing of Uncle Sam, that is the best because it's up to date. Condensed real history of Dundare Call of Conspiracy, Tragedy and Hope, but all where that ended in the 60s and 70s, and then updated, written with former high-level CIA folks, you know, you name it, that helped them put it together. It is the definitive book. I read it over a weekend, even though it's a big, thick book, because it's little, concise chapters. You want to have a real master's degree in how the world works. You want to have your high school students, instead of just believing all the fake reality they're taught, you read this, they will have a real college education on how the world really works and the value of knowing this, the value. I grew up with my dad teaching me all this because, you know, he was aware of all this and family that I had that had been involved in things that let them know how real this was and who told me how things worked. This is more of an education than I got over all those years from family and this book or that book in one book, The Killing of Uncle Sam, available at InfoWarsStore.com. And listen, Pastor Brown, myself, we're not making any money selling this book under the attacks we're under, the way he's being censored, the way he's being attacked. We're victorious, though. You know, we're not victims. We're targets. But we need your prayers. We need your financial support. I've got a bunch of great new products at InfoWarsLife.com. This kept selling out, as everybody knows. It was known as Caveman Ultimate Bone Broth. We have it stronger, a new manufacturer. It's amazing. And instead of it costing me $25 to make each keg of it, now we've ordered four times more, so I got the price down. So instead of selling it for $40, I'm selling it for $19.95. Higher quality, lower cost, but I said double the order. Well, they'd already doubled the last, so they misunderstood and quadrupled the order. My fault. And I signed the contract, you know, not looking as I'm so busy, and so we do have a megaton of it, but it's really high quality, just came in. Two 18-wheelers full of it. I'm not joking. So it's $19.95. Leading competitors aren't even as strong or good, and they're double the price. Chicken bone broth concentrated. You know how good that is for you. You know the bone broth research. Turmeric root, chaga mushroom, bee pollen, goji berry, alfalfa herb powder, and even more. Your son's playing football. Your daughter's a ballerina. You're into sports. You want stuff for your joints, stamina, energy. You cannot beat Ultimate Bone Broth. 50% off. 50% off, ladies and gentlemen, while supplies last. But I'm only going to do this for a week or so because we're selling a lot of it at this price. People realize what a good deal it is. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. We also have Ultimate Female Force just came in, which is the equivalent of Alpha Power for women. I mean, it is the strongest natural, healthy, herbal, and key compound for women, for energy, for stamina. For everything, for your hair, your nails, it's super strong, a two-month supply. Leading competitors are $50, $60, $70. It's $34.95 off right now. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. And whatever you do, go to the store, whether it's fish oil or Honor Roll fish oil for your kids, or whatever it is, support the broadcast. Sign up for AutoShip. It's an additional 10% off. But that way, you don't have to worry each month or every 2 months. You can collect every 30 days, every 60, every 90, every 100 and something. Cancel anytime it's free to cancel before the order comes, and then you get an additional 10% off, and remember to get the coffee or get the supplements you like, and that way we can be sustained. Because let me tell you, we've got some really good news coming. That's why they're panicking. We're about to get a bunch of these lawsuits thrown out. We've already had a bunch thrown out, but they've done some really dirty stuff that I'm not going to get into on air, and it's really made some people mad. And just I'm not supposed to get into it, so I'm going to stop, but just praise God. But it's going to take a lot of money to beat this, and now that's why they want me arrested. That's why they're saying I'm a criminal now and all these crazy lies. And they, let me tell you, I'm not scared. I'm scared of failure, though. They're doing some really dirty stuff behind the scenes. It's biblical. I mean, they are calling people up and threatening my family. They're threatening other people. They're digging into other people's background and trying to find something wrong, like due to Trump, and threatening them. And yes, Mueller is after me. They're investigating me as a Russian agent. They're also investigating me on other things. But I trust in Christ. But I'm just telling you, these people are evil. And they're making their moves. So I need your prayers, and I thank you for them, and I need you to support us financially and to spread the articles and videos, because they're really mad right now. This is blown up in their face. Pastor, I'm sorry I had to rant and get that out. Back to you and what's happening in South Africa, the same thing being done here. The fact that Trump said, hey, stop censoring, so Twitter quit. He said, hey, don't kill all these farmers, so they stopped and the police did the right thing. I mean, the fact that the moral authority of America, Trump is so precious, the economy's coming back, the blessing of Abraham's coming back is what I'd call it. He called God back in at that inauguration. I could feel the energy. Where are we at a historical point right now?
Well, I think we're at a critical mass. I was talking to somebody just the other day, they said, you know, it's almost like many in the church world have kind of relaxed now with Trump in office. But we're actually at a very dangerous time in America, because if we don't stand up, we have a window to turn this thing around. One of our associate evangelists who went to Newark, New Jersey on Sunday night, listen to this, Alex, in a park, Lincoln Park, Newark, New Jersey, the police said between 10 to 11,000 people showed up on the field. Now, they were supposed to have a week-long permit for this meeting. Thousands of people are getting saved. They did Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday night. Tuesday night, the city would not extend their permit. They already had a week-long permit. They already put up electronic signs saying this meeting is ending tonight. This is the city of Newark. And so a lot of it's controlled by Islam. They do not want the gospel preached. So they had to move the meeting indoors. They're there last night indoors and tonight and tomorrow. But that takes away from the momentum, because people are coming by the thousands. Total.
Explain it. There's the spiritual energy of the. Explain the Holy Ghost comes in, and it's been well documented. Literally, people from miles around just feel it and are drawn to it.
Yeah, so, and one of the leading DJs in the area, a lady that's not even actually a Christian, what she'd been doing is advertising the meeting, so thousands of people are coming. And so, obviously, the city don't want this. They're trying to put a stop to it. I mean, this is in Newark, New Jersey. So we have a window, even under Trump presidency, that if we don't preach the gospel and mobilize people in the streets and to turn this thing around, that it'll all be shut down. You know, we don't know what's going to happen by the 2020. I mean, I have a feeling I believe he will get another term. But we have a window nonetheless, and we have to stand and we have to fight. What you're doing,
I think what you're saying is God will give us the victory, but we have to take action, and then we'll be given the victory. It's a sure, but we have to take action. And Google and Apple, they're all taking Christian holidays off their calendars, but adding Islamic ones everywhere. Cities pay to have huge Islamic centers in Minnesota and other areas, all paid for by taxes. But as you said, Christians try to have revivals. The liberal police show up and say, no, you can't do it, even if it's on private property.
Actual fact, the police are 100% behind him. They all stood in line for prayer. They were crying.
No, I know the
they
police in many areas are good. I'm just saying in some leftist areas.
Yeah. Sure. No, but I mean, the fact is that the city wouldn't extend the permitting. So, I mean, we have to get a hold of the congressmen and senators. This kind of stuff is bogus because, you know, Islam's allowed to go run free course across America. But the gospel needs to be allowed to run free course across America. I mean, what are they afraid of? Are they afraid they're going to lose followers? Are they afraid that the gospel has more power than anything that they could say? Obviously, they are. That's why they want to censor conservatives and people that preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. But Alex, I don't believe that they're going to be able to stop it. There's an army of people that God is raising up in this hour, and your voice has lit the fire for many, many years. And so, you know, it's not going to rest upon one. It's this whole army that God is raising up. They're going to carry the gospel of Jesus, that we believe that we're going to have another great spiritual awakening. And even back with South Africa, as I told the senior Congress member, I'm a member of Parliament. I said, listen, we're praying for you. Stand. Speak the word. I'm just concerned about some of our South African pastors that don't ever mention anything from the pulpit. It's like they're afraid. They're concerned about the ramifications of it. But if we don't hang together, we'll hang separately. And if we don't stand up and proclaim the word of God, all that has to happen for evil to prevail is for good people to do nothing. And so we have to stand up. We got to shout it from the mountaintops. And look, I mean, we've already counted the cost, Alex. You know, you see in the front of the book, if it means death, then so be it. I don't plan to die, but I'm not going to live in fear. But we have done nothing wrong, but we're going to stand and speak the truth. And, you know, as I always tell people from the pulpit, if the cat's fur is getting rubbed the wrong way, let the cat turn around. And if they don't like it, I say, don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you. I mean, I'm a radical. You know, I'm going to say what I feel in my heart and in my spirit. And you know, I told this evangelist, I said, look, don't give up. God's going to work another way. What they should have had was a piece of ground just outside the city limits that they could have gone to and had that, but they didn't have that as a backup. So we're always going to have a backup. If they do this, we'll do this. You know, we got to be thinking steps ahead of the enemy and just continually do what we're supposed to do. As far as South Africa is concerned, the president sent a shot across the bow that's got everybody afraid, so they're backing off. They're backpedaling. So
right, Pastor Brown, I know you got to go, but we got 2 minutes break. I'm going to come back. There's only 5 more minutes with you. I'm going to come back and ask what else you think is on the horizon and how important this election is 2018. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.